Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Do we have an amazing show for you today? During the first half hour, the host of the show, who will interview me today, Dr. Jeff Galini, will be performing a Science for Humans episode. We're going to talk about the story behind Thrive Advance. Then the illustrious Dr. Mark Gordon is going to come on and talk to us about traumatic brain injury 2.0. We hear about it in the NFL. We hear it about it in women's soccer. What can be done to help these athletes? And then, does salt intake impact bone health in postmenopausal and menopausal women? We're going to talk to Dr. Monique Bethel about that later in the show. Just want to mention two things. Number one, Superhuman Radio is made specially possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceuticals. If you have the idea of having a supplement made, don't waste any time with any other contract manufacturers. Reach out to Dr. Jeff at All American Pharmaceutical and make your dreams come true. I'm telling you something. You may have one of the best formulations in your mind to ever hit the supplement industry, but nothing's going to happen with it if you just keep it in your mind. So check that out. And also, 9 out of 10 leprechauns recommend drinking Thrive Advanced. Find out why. Go to thriveprotein.com, thriveprotein.com, and use the coupon code GREENWITHENVY. Save 50% off your purchase of Thrive Advanced.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J, you and I will be training in a couple weeks, huh?
I can't wait. Boy, you know, it's going to be fun.
Elisa's going to be with us. I got to tell you something. She's strong. She's strong.
Oh, no.
She's going to be training with us.
That's right. I got a couple tricks to get ready for the workout, so.
Good, good. You heard what I just said. It's true. There are a lot of people out there that have amazing ideas for supplements. They know that they're great ideas, but they just don't know how to get started. Isn't it as simple as reaching out to All American Pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, how many people do you know that say, man, I had that idea, and now Nike's doing it,
right.
You know, Joe Weider did it. No, you know, I mean, that's the thing. Some people just, you know, dream about their dreams, and other people like to live them. But, yeah, if you've got a supplement idea and, you know, you have some money, it's a business.
Right.
Give me a call. I mean, that's what we do is I'll take that idea and I will turn it into reality.
And then you can develop your own website and sell your own supplement and be a proud part of this wonderful industry. So, actually, we're flipping the tables today, and Dr. J is going to interview me.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was interesting. You and I both know that we're loving Thrive Protein. And really, you know, you are Thrive. I took your idea, which we'll talk about, and brought it to market. But I thought, man, you are the guy behind it. I mean, 2012 is when, or probably sooner, earlier, is when this started to
materialize. Yeah, it was 2000. So what happened was I'll never forget it. I have these epiphanies from time to time, just like I did with Primal D laying on the beach in Mexico. And I had this thought. I was reading a study about infant formula for an upcoming interview. And it was comparing, infant formula to breast milk. And so then I started looking for some research in breast milk, and I have to thank Adel Moussa in Germany, because I was communicating with him about this, and he sent me a swack of good studies about the components found in human breast milk. And when I started to read it, it dawned on me that this is the only thing made in nature to actually be food for humans. Eggs were not put here to be food for humans. Broccoli was not put here to be food for humans. We have adapted those to be food. The only thing that's created in nature to be food for humans is breast milk. And I started to think about that. And I looked at the ratios of whey and casein and colostrum and peptides and certain micronutrients and vitamins and enzymes. And I thought, this is the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement, and everybody's ignoring it. Everybody's stripping everything out. Oh, well, we're just going to give you whey concentrate, whey isolate, casein hydroxylate. You know, it's like, why are we doing that? If we have the blueprint that causes babies to grow more muscle, more tissue accrual, bigger brains, better health, improved immune system right here, why are we ignoring that?
Well, you know, and kind of the answer to that question is, a lot of times in the supplement industry, it's just about putting a product out there and cheapening it down. I mean, you know, so you try to fit in that category, it's not exactly absorbable or exactly perfect, and that's really what has happened. I mean, you know, when you look at what you did, you know, you knew what was going to be the perfect formula, and no one was doing it. And you said, why? Well, because...
We found out why. So I wrote down the original formula for Thrive Advanced without the sweetener in it. Now, keep in mind, I didn't put any sweeteners in it. But the original formula, which is 90% of the components that exist in it today, September 4th, 2012, and I even gave it a name. I was going to call it Vitalac Pro because in Latin, Vita is life, Lac is for lactose, which is actually derived from the Latin word for milk, and pro for protein. And I didn't really like the name, but I thought, okay, this is sophisticated enough for this sophisticated of a protein powder. Then the journey started. I started contacting contract manufacturers. I'm not going to name names here, but these are contract manufacturers who manufacture supplements that people in this audience are probably buying right now under different brand names. And everybody wanted to change my formula. No, you've got to put ACE-K in it. No, you've got to put sucralose in it. No, you've got to put thickeners in it. No, and it was like, nah, what do you want grass-fed whey? Well, no, you're never going to find low-heat pasteurized dairy. And it was like everybody was creating obstacles for me. And that's why from 2012 until Dr. Jeff came into the show's life and my life, I didn't have anybody who said, let me see how I can do this for you. Everybody wanted me to accept what they were already putting out there to everybody else.
That's crazy. I mean, that's really why I even got into this industry, Carl, because I didn't like what was available for me personally to use when I was into bodybuilding. I was just tired of going someplace and going, this is what I have to buy because this is all you have. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
You know, somebody's got to be innovated. And, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, a lot of the proteins coming into the country are from outside of the country.
Yes.
I mean, you know, come on. You know, we got the great dairy system in this beautiful country. Let's use milk from our own cows.
Yes.
You know, I don't want milk from China or from New Zealand or Germany or any other place. You know what I mean?
And it's no knock on them. It's no knock on them. But the reason, like, I'm going to drop some names, Glambia, Fonterra, these are the biggest protein suppliers in the world today. They really are the dairy protein companies in the world today. And most of them bring their products in from, as you point out, New Zealand, Ireland, other countries. Now, I'm not saying that those countries, because it's coming in from other countries, is inherently bad. But why not patronize American farmers?
Well, yeah, I mean, come on, you know, the old saying, buy American and Americans work. I mean, you know, our hardworking farms, we're going to send this business overseas if we don't support our local agriculture.
Right.
And, you know, you read the things in Japan where they rub the cows and all that stuff. Come on, that's a bunch of hype. I mean, our farmers probably take some of the best care of our cows as anyone in the world. I mean, you know, they're sitting out in beautiful pastures in Wisconsin. I mean, you know, sunshine, great food. I mean, you know, that's how you get good milk.
Now we
happy
must
cow, right?
Yes, absolutely. Happy cows living on pastures. And that's what's required for Thrive Advanced, because we didn't want dairy from cows that are raised in confinement, in CAFOs. So it's important to understand, There are cows out there that aren't healthy, that aren't raised right, but that's not where we're getting our dairy from. One of the reasons, when I went to Dr. Jeff and I said, I want grass-fed, low-heat pasteurized, I'll never forget it. You said, I know just where to get it. Everybody else told me, nah, forget about it. You're not going to find it. You can't find low-heat pasteurized. Forget about that. You were the only one that said, I know where to get it. Because you had connections to local farmers where you could ask for things. You can't ask a farmer in New Zealand that's selling his dairy to this big consolidator, hey, we want this. One guy wants 600 pounds of grass-fed whey and grass-fed whole milk concentrate and colostrum and low-heat pasteurized. They can't do that for you. They can't. They're not responsive. They can't do it.
No, and you know, the reason I was going to say why are the cows are happy is because the farmers here in America are happy. I mean, have you ever met a farmer that was unhappy?
No. They're hard workers, that's for sure.
They are. They love what they do. They're normally, you know, second or third generation. There aren't a whole lot of first generation farmers anymore or, you know, cattle ranchers. I know a guy here that he owns the Billings Wolves, and he stock feeds, he feeds about 800 heads of cattle. He grows all the grains himself to feed people's cattle, and he's the happiest guy. And I thought, you know, I'll bet his cows are happy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But that's the cool thing, I think, when you brought this project to me, is that you had a vision of what you wanted. You had a blueprint. And, you know, I don't try to persuade, you know, folks to do something that I think is right or that everyone else. It's about listening to you and designing what you want. That's what makes it different. And, you know, one of the things I think that people forget about is this just wasn't, hey, here's an idea. Okay, good. Thrive.
Right.
I mean, you spent a lot of time. I mean, you know, since 2012, that's over 3 years.
Yeah, it is. It's September to September of 2015 was 3 years, so it's over 3 years.
I mean, that's research and development. You know, part of research and development is research, you know, researching what you want, why you want it, and putting it together. So I think it's pretty exciting, you know, when you first introduced this project to me, and you remember we were sitting probably having some steak.
Yes, and it was, you smiled when I told you about it. You actually, you didn't go, what? Oh, God, you know, this guy wants this obscure idea.
Actually, I've been thinking about, you know, I wanted something personally that I could use. This is great. Remember we said, let's do it, man. Yeah. I'll get it figured out. And I remember you said, before you told me what you wanted in it, you told me what you didn't want in it.
Right.
And that's what I really liked about it, is you went down and said, no artificial flavors, no colors, no artificial sweeteners.
No emulsifiers, no thickeners of any type, no xanthan gum.
We're not spiking with amino acids, you know. I want to list them on the label. Not that we do that anyhow, but, I mean, you laid out exactly what your blueprint was, and I was like, man, you got this whole thing lined out. You know, you gave me the DNA to what, you know, we wanted to bring to market. That's really exciting.
But there was so many things that you provided that no one else provided. So, number one, you provided a fertile territory for me to come in and say, this is what I want, and you never discouraged me on anything. The second thing was, everybody wanted me to use fish oil powder. Now, fish oil powder, at best, is 45% omega-3s by weight. So it's already reduced from raw fish oil, because you can get raw fish oil 80-85% omega-3s by weight. And so, and then the other thing was, when I learned about how they make fish oil powder, I had to believe that it's being denatured. We talk about fish oil sitting out in the warm, instead of in the refrigerator, becomes rancid. And then when I looked at how they made fish oil powder, I thought, they're turning it into rancid powder. That's what they're doing.
They're putting it on a carrier, which is probably non-GMO. So, you know, you're getting this, this GMO carrier. Things do go rancid. A lot of the stuff is destroyed. Okay, you're still going to get, you know, the DHA and the omegas that you're looking for, but everything else that's in fish oil that is also beneficial. It isn't just those specific chemicals that you're looking for. You really do lose. So, you know, again, when you said fish oil, I'm like, okay. And you're like, can you make it taste good? I go, yeah, I got the perfect fish oil that's very mild because of the fish that it comes from. Fish, Carl, you know, should not smell like fish.
No, that's right.
It smells like fish when it's bad. So
right.
Why should fish oil smell like fish?
That's the truth. And you even
what
said,
red it stinks.
You even said to me, we're going to put the fish oil into the protein powder in its original state. And I thought to myself, how are you going to do that? It's going to be oily. It's going to be stinky. It's going to be clumpy. And instead, because you smiled, I'll never forget that. You said, we have a way to do it. And one of the biggest compliments I get about this product all the time is it doesn't look like any other protein powder ever. It's fluffy. It's moist looking. And it smells great. And I thought, son of a gun, that's something we could not have done without you.
No, this is a special process that I developed probably about 15 years ago. And, you know, we have customized equipment that we built that I'm able to, as I say, infuse these oils into the protein. It's really complex, but what you get is what people like about Thrive. And that's how I like my powder. I like it to be fluffy, moist looking. I like it to smell good. I don't like it all dried out and, you know, gritty and grainy and doesn't mix well. I mean, boy, you literally put this in a shaver cup, one shake, and it's mixed up.
I know. I have somebody who compared it to a variety of the protein powders that he has, and he put half the amount of water required on our label that it says, you know, how to mix it. And he shook it once, he said, and it was gone.
Well, I know you probably got a break coming up, but I wanted to talk when we get back about kind of the macros, you know, what is a Thrive?
Okay, let's do that. And also, we're getting amazing responses from people about how they love Thrive and what it's doing for them. We'll cover that too. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now,
thanks to this free book by EFX Sports.
The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep? Oh, no. It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated, practitioner approved.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini and myself. We're talking about Thrive Advance, the protein powder that was over three years in development and brought to reality by All American Pharmaceuticals, the single best company in the world if you're thinking about getting into the supplement business yourself. I'm telling you, standards that are unparalleled by anybody else out there, and a can-do, we-will-get-it-done attitude that no one else displays because everybody else wants you to just buy what they already have. Okay, with that being said, you want to talk about the macronutrients and stuff, right?
Yeah, kind of what's in it. And, you know, one of the things that I think people will be impressed about when they see the label is there's no proprietary blends. I mean, everything is laid out right to the amount of digestive enzymes, fish oils. You know, I think, again, that's what you wanted to present was
transparency.
Very transparency,
yeah.
You know. So, protein. What's our protein content on that?
22 grams of protein. But then there's also essential amino acids added to that, which brings the total leucine content in a single scoop up to 3.6 grams, which is critical when we talk about mTOR and tissue accrual.
Absolutely. And, you know, leucine is essential for protein assimilation. And, again, you know, that 22 grams is pure protein. And what you got to remember is there is no such thing as 100% protein. You know, proteins come in different percents. So when we say 22 grams, that doesn't mean there's 22 grams of whey protein. There's 30 grams, you know, however much whey protein it takes to give actual elemental protein.
Right.
So I think, again, really important.
And when you talk about assimilation, the protease enzymes help in digesting the protein. The 350 million CFUs of a beautiful probiotic blend also help in digesting the protein, and we get... If I had a dollar just for every person who emailed me and said, I was told I was lactose intolerant, I was told I was allergic to whey protein, and I'm loving Thrive, it doesn't cause my throat to close up, it doesn't cause my nose to get stuffy, it doesn't give me GI problems, and I emailed them back and I say, see, it wasn't you, it was the protein you were using.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because everyone wants to push you're lactose intolerant, go buy some lactase enzymes, but it's really the quality of the protein and that you can't digest it, you know, and I think that's one of the reasons why you added the probiotics and the digestive enzymes to basically help people further digest and assimilate.
They help the baby digest and assimilate mother's milk, so it made perfect sense.
You know, and I think that's what I think is so exciting as you kind of started out is that, you know, our bodies weren't designed to eat the things we eat.
No.
And when you really go back and look at, you know, how things started, you know, this is perfect. Now, fat, you got 2 grams of fat, which, again, that's important.
But we didn't want to go overboard on the fat because people like to get their healthy fats elsewhere. There's a lot
right.
more fat in mother's milk, but I didn't feel it was essential to add that fat to this product.
And I think one of the things I'm even more excited about, I'm excited about the product, but, you know, as a formulator, remember you and I sat down and we said, you said, I don't want any type of artificial sweeteners. We're going to develop a new sweetener. And I thought, yeah, we are.
Well, and we were in the car, and I said to you, have you ever used glycine to sweeten anything? And you looked at me, you said, you know, I haven't, but I remember when we used to taste lysine, it does taste sweet. I said, you know, I got a feeling that if we took lysine and added some stevia and some other natural sweeteners, we could create the sugar taste. And you did it. You used monk fruit, used just a touch of erythritol, just a touch, some stevia and glycine, and everybody says the stuff tastes great. So you see, it can be done. You don't have to use
artificial. And that took a little bit of work, you know, kind of developing that whole sweetness blend.
Yeah. But what the point I wanted to make was, so many people out there say, no, you've got to use sucralose. You've got to use Ace K if you want it to taste good. No, you don't.
No, I mean, if you want it to taste like Coca-Cola, yeah, you need to use all those things. But again, we weren't trying to develop something that was like anybody else. This was geared toward, you know, being natural. And even the flavoring, you know, the flavorings are all natural. They're not synthetic. They're not artificial.
And the other thing, and we don't have a lot of time, but the other thing I want to point out here is the cost of making this product. Dr. J, you make a lot of products. You've made a lot of products over the years. How does the cost of this product, producing this product, compare to some of the other products that you know are out there in the world for a pound of by cost? I mean, this is a very expensive product to produce, isn't it?
Well, it is, you know, and we didn't design it. Like most people put me on a budget, and they say, I need a protein, and I need it for $5. So when you're on a budget, you know, you're limited, but that isn't what we did here. So, yeah, it does cost more, but so does quality. I mean, that's why when you open this, when you smell it, when you taste it and you try it, it works. As you and I were talking about, my strength is going up.
Right.
Crazy, and I haven't done anything else but started using this. I haven't changed anything else I've done.
And this is why this discussion has to happen. So how do you use Thrive? Here's how you use it. Thrive is not designed to be a commodity protein powder to make it easy for you to hit your daily protein requirements because you don't have the time to prep your food, so you just want to drink 360-gram shaker bottles full of protein throughout the day. That's not what Thrive is for. If that's what you want, buy a commodity protein powder. Thrive is designed to use pre, intra, and post-workout. When the window of opportunity for tissue accrual and recovery is most critical, that's when you want Thrive. So that's when you use it. And if you're just using it that way, it's not expensive at all.
No, and, you know, I like to start my morning out with it. You know, I put it into my oatmeal, you know, flavors the oatmeal. But,
right.
Again, it kicks me off because I don't do caffeine. So this is perfect for me. Why don't we tell people where they can get it at?
The website is Thrive Protein, ThriveProtein.com. The coupon code you could always use is Thrive Life, ThriveLife, one word. And you get 50% off your order. Try it, and I promise you, you will fall in love with this product. Not only does it taste great, not only is it easy on your stomach, but you'll start to see changes in your body within a couple weeks of using it. Everybody tells me this. And so either they're lying to me to make me feel good. Meanwhile, they buy a bottle, and then they come back and they buy a case. What does that tell you?
Well, and the first run is gone. I mean, we thought that would last 3 months, and it only lasted 2 weeks.
Yeah, isn't that something?
And it was really word of mouth. You know, the first people who got theirs, you know, again, telling us, telling others about how great it is. So, again, we want to hear your feedback. We want to hear your success stories about, you know, what this product has done, how you like it. It's just the first of many ideas to come. I'll just kind of tease with that.
And I have to thank you for helping me make this a reality.
You're welcome, my friend. It's fun, and thank you for taking an idea and not just sitting on it.
Yes, and that's the message to the rest of you. If you have an idea for a supplement, you have a little scratch to throw behind it, get in touch with All American Pharmaceuticals and make your dreams come true. Dr. J, thanks for being here today, brother.
Thank you much. Take care, and we'll catch you in a couple weeks.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that's all over the news, and that is concussion and traumatic brain injury with Dr. Mark Gordon. Stay tuned.
You're not a
properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics to
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Concussion and traumatic brain injury is in the news. It's in your face all the time today. But there was a guy that was on this project before anybody was paying attention. He's my good friend, Dr. Mark Gordon. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. How are you, Carl?
Good, good. So for those who don't know anything about you, let's start at the beginning, right? You were probably one of the most in-demand keynote speakers at all different anti-aging conventions. Because of your understanding of something that you, I don't know if you originally coined the term, but you used the term interventional endocrinology. And people who wanted to know about how hormones interacted with the body, how growth hormone interacted with the body, they hired you to speak to their doctors and lecture and so on. And somewhere along the line, you changed focus exclusively to traumatic brain injury. How did that happen?
That's a great question. Let's see. Going back to my personal history, I had 5 head traumas, and between the age of 34 and 47, wasn't very happy. I was placed onto an antidepressant. I was obese. I just wasn't doing very well. I went and had my entire hormonal and biochemistry checked out in a place in Las Vegas, and they found that I was deficient in 3 hormones. And that was about 1997. And when I got replenished on the hormones in, let's see, it was August until November 3rd, I woke up and I was a totally different person. Started exercising, felt desire to exercise, was calming down, was becoming more clear and focused on things. But it wasn't until 2004 when I was reading an article preparing for a lecture on the relationship between hormones and head trauma that I found, or the relationship between hormones and psychological personalities, that I came across an article from Turkey, which was my epiphany article, which said that pugilists, boxers in Turkey, had a very high occurrence of growth hormone deficiency. And that was my aha article that caused me to change my direction in what I was looking at in the research. And using PubMed, Google Scholar, using, because I was at USC, using Norris Medical Library, and got hundreds and thousands of thousands of articles to support this relationship that was starting to be developed in the literature of head trauma causing hormonal deficiency. And I went back to my population, and I had in my first book, which is Interventional Endocrinology, which is a coin that we coined. And the reason why I came up with Interventional Endocrinology is because I realized that the term anti-aging medicine to the masses has a level of understanding. Yeah, it's to help me to live longer and to have a higher quality and stay younger and youthful. But I found that there's really no such thing as anti-aging medicine. There's just good medicine. So I started looking at medicine from the standpoint of how we weren't applying it. We were waiting until people got ill, and as opposed to being proactive and giving products or assessing people to see, wait a second, you're at the border. You're not quite in the range of, quote, illness, but you're really close to it. So we're going to wait until you drop into illness before we treat you, or are we going to be proactive, interventional, and start the process of replenishment of hormones? So what happened in 2004 while preparing for this new lecture, it caused me, because of what I was reading, I became an avid reader. I wasn't before because I didn't have the capacity to sit there with patience.
Interesting.
Because I was anxious, I was irritable, I wasn't focused. But once I had my testosterone, thyroid, and growth hormone replenished, totally different person, as we're seeing in the large group of patients that we've been taking care of since 2004, specifically assessing them for traumatic brain injury related hormone deficiency that is in the literature for 30 plus years that precipitates changes in the mental status. And in October of last year, I was a keynote lecturer for the International Society of Neurofeedback Research. I gave the first presentation of a new lecture called Traumatic Brain Injury and Neuropsychopathology, which means that head injury leading to personality changes. It's already in the literature, but no one's talking about it. Suicide, agitation, aggression, schizophrenia, panic attacks, just everything that, bipolar, ADD, ADHD, ABCDEFG, all the letters that they put to diseases are all relative to hormones. So in this presentation, which is free at my website, it has a 45-minute presentation on the relationship from every hormone and psychiatric illnesses that we've known about. And what we're seeing right now with head trauma, as you started to say, are people with depression, suicide. And what happened was I found in 2009 the group of people who needed our help the most were our veterans, guys and gals who had gone out into the theater of war, the Gulf War 1, 2, and Vietnam and so forth, and had sacrificed, whether or not they were personally injured or not, they donated their time and efforts to protect us. So I sort of started going into the area of veterans in 2009 because one of my colleagues who worked for the VA in North Carolina Hospital's husband, Green Beret, had multitude of blast traumas and gunshot wounds and so forth, had four tours of duty in Afghanistan and Iraq, had developed personality changes to the point where he was getting ready to be medically discharged, you know, insubordination, irritability, all the psychiatric stuff. And she contacted me, and we funded him, AJ, for his evaluation. We found hormone deficiency, and I told the doc, Dr. Mack, to do ABCD. She did. He got better, and he ended up lasting, I believe, two extra tours of duty.
Wow.
In the Green Beret. He was an instructor. He was brought home and just instructed people on the tactics that they use. So that was my own personal progression that led me into, you know, changing my direction from purely interventional endocrinology or anti-aging medicine to a more focal look at neuroendocrinology.
Okay. I want to ask you a couple questions now.
Sure.
Okay, so you talked about the fighters and the problems they were having. So can we say that Parkinsona pugilista is a result of the trauma to the brain from being punched in the head so many times, but is hormonally affected?
Correct. There's a doc at USC. His name is C.J. Pike, Christian J. Pike, who started writing articles years ago. I think I stopped when he got to 280 articles or 84 articles. The relationship between androgen deficiency, which is not just testosterone, but it's dihydrotestosterone, it's dehydroepiandrosterone, androstenedione, all those androgens, and Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
And then there were articles about Parkinson's disease.
Right.
So in the Parkinson's patients that we have, if they have not developed the side effects of Parkinson medication, which is called tardive dyskinesia, which a lot of us see that jerkiness as being Parkinson's, that's not Parkinson's. That's the side effect of the treatment with Parkinsonian diseases. If you get an early Parkinson's patient and you run their hormonal tests and you find that they're deficient in testosterone or androgens and you start replenishing it to physiological doses, you see improvement. And in fact, the owner of the building that I'm in, their favorite uncle, came to me years ago, and he had tardive dyskinesia, the jerkiness because of the medication, and he also had still symptoms of Parkinson's. And having put him on to 48 hours after putting him on to hormonal replenishment, his Parkinson started to improve. 6 months later, he was working again from a totally disabled. And I still see him in the building, you know, working, but the tardive dyskinesia really is horrible, absolutely horrible.
Yeah, no, it's very sad. And there's a doctor, she's got an Italian name. I can't remember her name right now. She's at the University, I believe, of Toronto, who did some research on rats using MPTP to create the Parkinson's model.
Mm-hmm.
And she infused estradiol, and estradiol had a protective effect on the progression of the disease in these rats. And in men, you know, we get our estradiol from our testosterone. So if you have low testosterone, it's not just the testosterone, but it's the metabolites, as you point out, the DHT and everything else that has protective mechanism, right?
Correct. What we found is that if you want to look at inflammatory disease of the brain, like Alzheimer's disease, that testosterone upregulates an enzyme that takes the causative factor, which is called beta amyloid, out of the brain. Estrogen, progesterone, allopregnanolone, testosterone, DHT, these all are beneficial in the brain. And even if we go back to the WHI study, the 2001 Women's Health Initiative, there was improvement in cognitive functioning. The only negative was the artificial form of progesterone they were using, 17-hydroxyprogesterone or Provera, has inflammation to the arteries, so it has a deleterious effect. If you go to the University of Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia study called the PROTECT study, PROTECT, the first one showed people who were in coma from traumatic brain injury, if they were given injections of progesterone, 50% reduction in mortality. Unfortunately, the PROTECT 2 study came out and refuted that, and I believe there's a PROTECT 3 study that came back and said it works. but it was based upon a very simple observation. Women who had head trauma who were on hormone replacement therapy fared better in recovery than women who had head trauma and did not have hormone replacement therapy. What UCLA is doing right now is a study on a metabolite of progesterone called allopregnanolone, which is neuroprotective, neuroregenerative, and it helps with what we call synaptogenesis, which is the communication between nerves, which gives us our ability to recall things, our ability to memorize things, our ability to learn new things. And so it's extremely important product. It's also a free radical scavenger.
Mm-hmm.
So as we get older, the brain starts producing a lot of oxidative stressors, which are called free radicals, ROS, reactive oxygen species, that leads to damage of the nerves as well as interruption of communication between nerves.
Interesting. I want to stay with this. We have to take a break. I want to stay with this, and I want to pose a question to you on the other side. What is your website right now?
The website is www.tbi, traumatic brain injury, TBI abbreviated, med, M-E-D, legal, L-E-G-A-L .com.
Okay, and people can find that lecture that you talked about
before?
Yeah,
all they do, they go to the logo and click it, which is ISNR, International Society for Neurofeedback Research. Click it, and it'll download. It'll take them to a download spot at ISP. And download the 45-minute lecture to them.
No okay. Charge. All right. Stay tuned. This is going to get really, really good. I promise you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports.
The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking this hour with Dr. Mark Gordon. He's brilliant, and he's also a great guy to hang out with. You know, so we know that the NFL, we know that the UFC, they test athletes for testosterone levels for the opposite reason. Are they using...
Hello?
Can you not hear me, Mark? Mark, can you hear me? Hold on, Mark. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Okay. I just figured out what the problem is. I got a bad button on this board.
Okay.
What I was saying was, we know that the NFL and the UFC test their athletes for testosterone levels, but for the other reason, to look for super physiological levels and evidence of performance-enhancing use. But doesn't the NFL and the UFC have a responsibility to test their athletes to make sure that they have adequate amounts of testosterone to be protective for the darn sport that they're involved in?
You would think, wouldn't you?
Have you spoken to Dana White?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I was at breakfast with Ron Pena from Quest Nutrition in California, and I know that they have some sort of connection to Dana White, I think, through the company, and I actually mentioned this discussion. In fact, a guy who's like an agent for the NFL players, Steve Mandel, overheard my conversation and wanted my phone number. I hope he listens to this interview, actually, because we're so fixated on these poor guys using testosterone to cheat the game. Well, let me tell you something. When their testosterone drops, which usually happens if you're getting punched in the head quite often, now you've got liability on your hands. So why aren't they testing to make sure that these guys have adequate testosterone levels? And if they don't, isn't it reasonable from a medical standpoint to supplement if you know that if a guy's becoming hypogonadal and he's going to take a punch to the head, nothing good can come from that?
Absolutely. In 2006, my first ESPN Outside the Line went on to talk about why there was a delay in healing of football and all sports players when they've developed over the course of their history of playing football hormonal deficiency, and it's because it's doping. Well, at which point is it therapeutic, and at which point is it, you know, doping? And well, they couldn't define that. What levels will you allow it to be at so that it's considered therapeutic and none? Lance Armstrong is a great example, you know, with his having had seminoma, cancer of the testicles, and loss of testosterone. There are guys that are in sports like, tennis and rugby and so forth who have diabetes and certain medical conditions that mandate a hormonal replenishment, but they're denying it. David Segui was in the project that we did in 2006 who had 17 failed surgeries of his elbow, and when his doctor, not me, his doctor, his smart doctor, went and checked for growth hormone levels, found it to be almost not present, and he replenished it, what happened was his elbow problems disappeared. So it's rampant throughout all sports that this fear or this denial of hormones that regulate our bodily functions aren't allowed to be given. A few years back, through another organization, I went and met with retired NFL players who were on 16, 18, 21 different medications to treat their, you know, psychiatric, psychological, physiological pain syndromes, and they weren't getting better, and they were found to have hormonal deficiencies. If they had the hormonal deficiencies fixed, they got better and off all their drugs, which is what we're seeing with all the veterans that we're working with now.
You know, the NFL is being so short-sighted by this whole, drugs in sports thing. It's ridiculous. Who's the golfer that uses rheumatoid arthritis?
Enbrel, yeah.
So how is that not performance enhancing? He couldn't play golf without that drug.
Correct.
So that's performance enhancing, but
absolutely.
Yet he can do it. He can do
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. It's, six of one, half dozen of another.
If the NFL really cares about its players, it will step up in front of the people in the media and say, look, this is not performance enhancing. This is life saving. This is interventional endocrinology. These guys, their testosterone is low. They're going to end up 15 years from now with all sorts of problems. We have to take care of our gridiron gladiators. I don't even like football. You want to know the truth? but these poor guys.
I agree.
This is like, let's go back to the old days. Let's give them mercury. Let's go back to the old medieval days of medicine. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. No, they're not living up to the level of care that we can afford, can provide, and they can afford to give to the players. I mean, if you look at the statistics, how many football players end up to be 50 years of age? I've got a running list of guys that are from 26 years of age to 56 years of age who have committed suicide. The same suicide occurrences in sports are happening in the military. The military a lot more since there's, statistically more people. But the same hormonal deficiencies are leading to the same physical and psychological maladies.
And now let's talk about the military for a second, okay? And then when we go out of the next break, I'm going to tell you why, if you've never been hit in the head, you need to pay attention to this anyway in just a second. But anyway, so the military takes a brain scan when they go in, doesn't it? Don't they?
I believe they did or they do, as well as they take an inventory, a mental inventory.
But then they don't take the exit scan. Is that what they're missing?
Well, they were supposed to do exit, but I believe they stopped doing it. I mean,
why
they decided to do that, I really don't know. But one of the major things that started happening in 2012 when we had something like 380,000 men and women coming back is they classify them almost all as having PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder or post-traumatic stress, which I don't really believe in, because if there's no physical component, and purely a psychological issue, then yes, PTSD applies. But if there's any history of any degree, any form of physical trauma, you have to first start by looking at TBI. And if you find nothing wrong, then maybe PTSD might be used. If you look at the overall symptomatology circle with of TBI to PTSD, and you overlap them, most of the symptomatology is under TBI. And not under PTSD.
Interesting.
So the depression and all that is on both. You've got the physical somatization, you've got the anger and so forth. And TBI can develop to have symptoms that are similar to PTSD, but if you treat PTSD, how do you treat PTSD? You hand them a handful of medication that has nothing to do with the underlying cause of it, or the hormonal or disequilibrium of the hormones in the brain. And that's why we're having, they said in 2012 there were like 22 deaths a day from veterans, but that number is wrong. When I gave my first lecture on my new book on TBI last May, in the crowd was a psychiatrist for the VA who stood up, raised her hand, stood up, and she says, well, I was saying there's 22 a day. She says, I'd like to correct that number. It's 40 plus per day. It just hasn't been released. So it's a lot more people. In the state of Montana, where there's 15% of all retired or all veterans, it's 103,000. They have the highest amount of suicides in Montana. This morning I was called by a suicidologist in Montana who was just walking in to brief one of the generals there about the TBI and our protocols that we use that have been stopping the depression and improving their quality of life. And they're getting back into life instead of being on the sidelines drooling from all the medication that they're on. I did a couple of Joe Rogan shows, and on two of them I had a Navy medic a medic who was blown up and blast trauma, surgery, was on 16 medications. And in 6 weeks of starting our protocol, he was on two, and a year later, he's off all of them. He moved from Washington to California. He's now acting in movies and writing screenplays after having attempted suicide when he was on 16 medications. One of the medications was called Oxycontin. He was taking eight a day. Another one was morphine, 60 milligrams, four capsules a day. And he was on, you know, this pain patch called fentanyl, this narcotic. Just unbelievable. Off 14 of the drugs in 6 weeks. And he talks about it on the Joe Rogan Show. And then the last one, which was Joe Rogan number 700, was with a Green Beret, Andrew Marr, who's now my military partner, who owns a 501(c)(3), where he gets donations to pay for veterans to go through our protocol. And we've got 120 right now who have gone through it, and we've got a total of about 700 waiting to get in. So we're waiting for funds to come in through whatever avenue, and that's what we're out doing right now, is talking with the government, talking with private donors and so forth, very philanthropic people, to get us funding. And what we're doing, and, you know, I'm medical director of CBS, and I have contact in the entertainment world, and we're looking for a champion, someone who will stand up and, you know, champion our project that we have. There's no cost to the veterans. We're paying for it. The VA is not paying for
right.
it. Medicare, Medi-Cal is not paying for it. You know, I've donated about a third of my revenue to them so that they can pay for the vets to come in. And the responses have been overwhelming.
How sad is it that the military needs suicidologists? How sad is that? That it's such a rampant normal occurrence that they have somebody who that's their specialty.
This guy is special. Ed is special.
But I'm just saying, how sad is it that there's that many people that are veterans that are committing suicide?
Mm-hmm.
That we have to have a team or a guy or a division that's following these numbers. That's just sad.
Yeah, well, he's not following the numbers as much as he's developing protocols to get them not to think of suicide.
Right.
He's developing programs, support programs, EMT programs where they get trained in EMT, educational projects, buddying up, having a buddy in the military so that if you feel that way, you get to talk about it before you attempt it.
Right.
But the real key that Ed is trying to do and what he's doing this morning is trying to get them to use their funding that they have to support these veterans who have suicide ideation or have attempted suicide. We have a couple of guys in our project who had attempted suicide between two and four times, and within a month of getting on their protocol, they're back living life, and they're saying, why was I even thinking that way? And it's because they're not in control of their thoughts. When the hormones are down, hormones which we call neurosteroids, these are the hormones that are produced in the brain that you'll start hearing more about neurosteroids. It's a term that was coined back in 1986 by Dr. Bailou out of Paris, who saw that the brain made its own testosterone, mm-hmm. thyroid, pregnenolone, allopregnenolone, progesterone, all these hormones that we thought were coming from, you know, the testicles or the adrenal glands or the thyroid, and it's going into the brain through the blood-brain barrier. But it turns out that we have the entire enzyme pathways in the brain to make the hormones in the brain,
right,
and those are the ones that are affected by inflammation of the brain, which is caused by blast trauma or being hit on the head, slip and falls in civilians, car accidents, and so forth, creating that. So, sorry about that.
No, it's okay. But it's okay. But even if you've never been in a car accident, even if you've never been an NFL player, even if you've never fought in the UFC. We're going to talk about why this may pertain to you when we come out of this next break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Mark Gordon.
now the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit Coach Rob Regis or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
MIA. Welcome back. Hope somebody from the NFL listens to this show. Because
they probably are.
I hope so. Okay, so a lot of people out there listening to this, and they're listening to it, you know, at an arm's length. They're going, "Well, I've never fought in the NFL. I mean, I've never played in the NFL. I've never fought a UFC fight. I haven't been in any car accidents. I'm safe. I'm fine. The reason I feel like crap is something else." But you don't have to be hit in the head in order to suffer the type of brain injury,
correct,
that causes trauma. So you taught me this long time ago. Back in the day. Wait, I just want to set this up. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, before the new digital radiology equipment hit all the dentist offices, they used to have that dental machine that went around your head to take the 360.
Mm-hmm.
People came out of that chair with TBI and didn't know it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Ionizing radiation is what we call, and that's called the panorex that spins around the brain.
And what we found was that the ionizing radiation causes damage to the control center of the brain called the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus is like a chemistry set that senses or tests the blood moment to moment, second to second, for levels of our hormones. If it finds a hormone is deficient, it sends a signal to the pituitary called the master gland and says, okay, produce LH, luteinizing hormone, to go down to the testicles or ovaries and turn on the production of testosterone. And if you've damaged the hypothalamus, which is more sensitive than the pituitary to ionizing radiation, it's a brain trauma. Also, having a stroke. Mm-hmm. Also, being in surgery prolonged, and I've talked about this with what happened with Robin Williams. He was in surgery for 13 hours or so for aortic valve replacement, mitral valve adjustment, and for restarting his heart into a normal pace. Mm-hmm. And what we find is that when you're in long-term surgery, you start to have drop-off in thyroid production, and as we know, low thyroid leads to depression. Also, an elevation in cortisol. Elevation in cortisol leads to nerve irritability and also alters the quality of thyroid hormone that is produced in the blood. The active form is called T3, and it becomes a form of T3 that we call reverse T3 that's non-functional. So you have drop in testosterone, you have from high cortisol, you drop in testosterone, drop in thyroid, abnormal thyroid, and you become depressed. So on top of whatever it was he was suffering from, he had an enhancement of his depression and therefore increased suicide ideation. So things like surgery, chemotherapy, x-ray exposure, whether or not it's CT scan or dental x-rays, certain medication can cause damage. I'm finding really bizarre lab tests in people who are on treatment for schizophrenia, bipolar depression, where the levels are just strange, but consistent. They're abnormal consistently on certain medication. And the literature doesn't really have a lot to say about it specifically. But slip and falls, we had a patient out of San Diego who was rear-ended at 5 to 7 miles an hour, and he ended up getting like $2.1 million in a lawsuit because he ended up with hormonal deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
We forget less than 5 years of age when we were starting to walk that we had slip and falls. We hit our head against the wall, mm-hmm. or we started roller skating or skateboarding or bicycling or downhill ski or whatever, moguls. Skiing over moguls or skiing over rough water causes a pounding. Pneumatic tools can cause that. Being in a car accident where it's you rear-end someone or you're rear-ended, your head gets thrown forward and back. You don't touch anything. You don't feel anything. But that can cause damage to the frontal portion of the brain and the back portion of the brain, the occipital portion, which affects vision, frontal, which affects judgment and choosing the right things and sequential procedures and energy, because the dopamine is in the frontal portion of the brain. So, yes, anything and everything, and we don't remember every event. I mean, I've had lots of patients sitting across from me who fill out their paperwork and say, I didn't have any head trauma. But we're sitting there talking about head trauma and says, I forgot that I had, you know, hit by a car when I was 12 or whatever.
Right.
And that's amnesia. That's part of the protective mechanism or part of the traumatic event, is it creates amnesia. You can have retrograde amnesia, which is you forget everything before the accident. You have post trauma amnesia, where you forget the accident and you forget things after. I mean, I've seen quite a diversity of symptomatology, but it makes sense. I don't remember anything because the accident caused you to forget it. And it's not willful forgetting. It's the interruption of the circuitry that has been damaged.
So there's an irony. I guess I could use the word irony. The sports industry, professional sports industry,
mm-hmm.
has demonized hormones because of their role in quote-unquote performance enhancement. And as a result, the mainstream media, all the way up to Vice President Joseph Biden, you know, have decried
right.
these drugs. Oh, you know, the testosterone and these drugs and the clear with Barry Bonds and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, now we painted ourselves into a corner where if they are actually the saving salvation for these athletes to retire someday and live normal lives, we can't even go to them because what are they going to say? Oh, well, you know, they weren't the demons we thought they were. They're actually going to be protecting these poor guys' brains. So we need to monitor their hormones for the other reasons, to make sure that they have adequate hormones. I mean, the sports industry has actually started to dictate medicine. Doctors don't want to prescribe hormones because they're afraid that they're going to be scrutinized by some governing agency, right?
Absolutely. I mean, when all this stuff started to really boil to the surface in like 2007, when there was a big case that came out of Florida, a lot of us backed away from treating any sports people. I used to have a lot of sports people who came into the office. They were either retired. Rarely was there someone that was actively in the sport, but they were on sick leave or medical leave or whatever the situation during recuperation. They were off for 6 months, and during that time, we would see them because they weren't active, and they'd get better. But the analogy, the statement you were making about how they've demonized and villainized hormones, it's, you know, if you go and get them on the corner, then it's anabolic steroids. But if you get them from a physician, it's medication to treat. If you go on the corner and you buy heroin, it's an illegal drug. But if you get the heroin or the morphine that the doctor gives you, that's medicine.
Right.
They haven't made the distinction between what is treatment-related and which is not treatment-related. They think that because it's called testosterone, it's always an anabolic steroid. But what we're finding is testosterone, which is called a sex hormone or reproductive hormone, that it has an incredible group of benefits to the immune system, stimulating the CD4 and CD8 cells, which are protect us from virus and cancers and bacterial infections. It drops chemicals that are called interleukins and cytokines that create inflammation in our body, and it stimulates the anti-inflammation aspect or limb of the body called TH2. So these, I mean, I have sports people who have come in who have had chronic joint pain, whether or not it's spine or knee or shoulder, and you check them out and they're deficient in testosterone, DHT, DHEAS, and you replenish it to physiological levels, normal physiological levels, and what happens? Their pain disappears.
It's amazing, isn't it?
No, it's biochemistry. But they're restricting our use of biochemistry.
Right. Because it's been demonized. It's been
correct.
It's been thrown under the bus as the reason for this and the reason for that. And it's really a shame. Plug your website again for those who are just tuning in live who want to go and check it out and maybe even donate. Can people donate to help these veterans that you're trying to
right.
subsidize?
Right. We're not subsidizing them. We're paying for them. Okay. If they go to the TBI, Med, M-E-D, Legal, LEGAL.com, and they click the new patient intake, there's a black logo for Warrior Angels Foundation. And if they click that, it'll take them right to WarriorAngelsFoundation.org. And that is where Andrew Marr decorated three tours of duty, Green Beret, specialized in explosives. He's my partner, and he's the one who does the military aspect, helps to support them, supplies them with funds, does all their paperwork with them or for them to ease it, because a lot of them have cognitive impairment and they can't fill out one piece of paper, so he helps. And his organization is growing. He's getting recognition. This morning, I went to Fayetteville, North Carolina, to Fort Bragg, and we spoke about our protocols, gave classes outside of that, and the momentum is building. And it's nice to hear this past couple of days that there's a lot of activity going on with the powers that be to look closer at what we're doing and to find funding, find bodies and funding so that we can prove to them under their auspices that these protocols are really working.
And you know what? The NFL and the UFC should jump in here. This is a chance for them to help their athletes, but also promote this science, progress this science, so that everybody benefits from it, including our military guys, our veterans.
I mean,
this is an opportunity for, what's his name, Goodell, the guy who runs the NFL?
Yeah.
And Dana White to step up and go, you know, there's something to this. We can be selfish and help other people at the same time. We can protect our athletes and also help other people at the same time. Let's join this fight. Let's fund this research. Let's move this forward. Let's put concussion and TBI behind us once and for all. And they've got the money to do it. They've got the money to do it. Let's take one last commercial break. We'll be right back.
Of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop. Shop for all things hemp on the web.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
See, the thing about you that caught my eye is the same.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Mark Gordon about concussion and traumatic brain injury. You know, we even have women that are playing soccer now talking about it. I mean, every place we go, the brain is very delicate. It's not designed to be bounced around. You know, and many of you may have these have a concussion or something like that. Maybe you don't develop these problems, but there are people out there that are, and those are the people that need to be tested and focused on. Right?
Absolutely. You know, the assumption that you've never had any kind of situation that can lead to alteration in the hormones is the misnomer. What you need to do is go and have a baseline done so you know where you're starting. You might find, surprisingly, that you have hormonal deficiency that's relative to trauma. And the way that we know that is in our proprietary panel of 26 hormones. It separates them between the brain hormones that stimulate the glands on the, you know, the outside, the ovaries, the testes, the thyroid, the adrenal glands, and so forth. And we compare the levels of the testosterone being made to the level of what stimulates it, luteinizing hormone and follicle-stimulating hormone, or the thyroid gland in the neck, the TSH. Recently, you know, one of the greatest plagues in the United States as well as the world is diabetes. And what we're finding in articles published already on it is that people who have had trauma to the brain that creates just inflammation in the brain can lead to a form of diabetes called the metabolic syndrome, also called the insulin-resistant diabetes type 2. And it's easy to fix it with hormone replenishment and chromium. So there's a lot that can be picked up early, and it's not waiting until you get sick. It's about being preemptive with your health. I mean, there have been articles in California that says that Californians used to spend more money on their cars than on their own personal health. I still see it. But we need to start investing in our own health and making sure that there's nothing insidious, quiet going on in our body that's going to pop up in a year, 2 years, 6 months. And one of the common things that I'm seeing in the military, about 18 months after a trauma or after a group of series of traumas, are we starting to see symptoms like fatigue is the first thing, a decreased libido, which is sex drive is gone, insomnia, irregular sleep patterns, irritability, mood switch changes, social anxiety. I'm seeing a lot of these guys with social anxiety where you used to be comfortable getting into groups of people you don't know. Now it's like, I'm not sure I want to go
into that
group.
They avoid everything, yeah.
That's their avoidance, and that's part of this very subtle form of depression, which might even be called dysthymia. A whole bunch of articles have come out in the past 5-6 years talking about men over 50 developing something they're calling dysthymia, which is a very mild form of depression. It used to be called, melancholy.
Melancholy,
they used to call it melancholy, right. And then feeling blue. I feel blue today. What the heck is feeling blue? I feel green yesterday, you know? Well, choose a color. But it's all hormonal-based. I mean, articles coming out. Look, guys, when you're young, 18, a stud, you're bulletproof. And as we get older, we lose that bulletproofness, and we start feeling vulnerable. And that's, you know, 50 years of age. And that's testosterone deficiency, which is supported by articles that talk about an area of the brain called the amygdala, which is part of the limbic system, which deals with how we interact with our environment around us, how we respond when Carl says something to me and I respond to him. Well, that's part of the environment. What we found is that testosterone regulates our common response, calmness in response, also fear. So when we have great amount of testosterone, you're fearless. And when you have low amount, you're afraid of everything. Paranoid.
Right.
Psychoses.
Hey, I started on HRT in 2007, and the analogy I gave to people was, imagine you lived in a warehouse with 100 light bulbs in it, and every year one light bulb went out.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody came in when you turned 46 or 50, and they replaced those 50 light bulbs that went out, you would go, oh, man, is this how bright it used to be in here?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be able to do the things that I do in the gym or in my life at 58 years old that I do today if it wasn't for the fact that I'm on HRT and I have the hormone levels of a youthful man, and therefore I exhibit lots of the activities phenotypes of a youthful man.
Right. I don't like using, you know, the age-related, anti-aging and youthfulness and youth and so forth. Healthy levels. I mean, you have optimal physiological levels of growth hormone, testosterone, DHT, pregnenolone, which allows for the body to heal. You know, one of the things that we have totally ignored and villainized the worst is growth hormone.
Yeah.
Where growth hormone, unbelievable. I just came back from Mexico. I speak fluent Spanish, and I gave a lecture in Mexico City on an update. I do an annual update throughout, you know, whoever invites, on growth hormone, because the science is just unbelievable. Growth hormone, when it's produced by the brain and goes to the liver and turns on the liver to produce another product called IGF-1, it helps our cells to produce protein chains, polypeptides, enzymes. It helps to repair. It helps cells repair. It helps tissue repair. It helps, you know, organs repair. And now we're seeing in areas of research like Alzheimer's disease, it helps to improve Alzheimer's disease and the destruction that's happened from the tau proteins and the microtubules and neurons. It helps with cognition. Studies done at 1 year, 5 year, and 10 years, where they had people at 10 years who were already on growth hormone. They stopped it and they monitored how they responded. Not well. Cognitive and emotional decay. Wow. And we know growth hormone stimulates the mobilization of fat. We can't dispense growth hormone for loss of fat, but if you're growth hormone deficient because of obesity and we replenish it, we see a rapid loss of body fat because it's responsible, growth hormone being the it, is responsible for helping our bodies shed fat during 12 at night to 7 o'clock in the morning,
right.
And that fat is used for fuel.
Right.
So the only thing that's happened is growth hormone has become so bloody expensive that we have to turn to secondary areas, and you're well aware of the
secretropin.
You're well aware of the secretagogue called secretropin, which has been on the market for about 15 years, fully licensed in Canada, New Zealand, and in the process
hey,
in
Mark,
Mexico.
Hey, Mark, I don't mean to rush you. Tell people where they can get secretropin, and we're going to have a promotion. We're going to give away a bunch of secretropin on the show, too. What's the website where they can get it?
Well, it's Secretropin RX, which is secretropinrx.com.
Okay, and that I actually was one of the testers for Secretropin when it was first introduced, and we did before and after, and it raised my natural growth hormone levels within a month. I'll never forget that. That was amazing that we did that.
50% increase in your levels in 30 days.
Yes,
absolutely.
It was amazing. You paid to send me to the doctor. We got blood draws on both ends, and it works. Listen, let's have you back on. I hate to rush you off because we can talk for hours, but I'll have Elisa book you again. There's more I want to talk to you about, okay?
Super.
Okay,
thanks,
thank you, Mark. All right, look, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the role of sodium in bone mineral density in menopausal and postmenopausal women. Stay tuned.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit Prime Nutrition and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
She's a very kinky girl.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
The kind you don't take home to my vibe.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about the role of salt intake and how it impacts bone health in menopausal women. My next guest is Dr. Monique Bethel. How you doing, Dr. Bethel?
Hi.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
So, thank you.
You're affiliated with the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University, correct?
Hello?
Wait a minute. Can you hear me now?
I gotcha.
Okay. I have a problem with a button on this board. I've got to get the technician here to fix it. I was saying that you are affiliated with the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University, correct?
That is right.
Okay. And so your group just published this study, Salt Intake Appears, I'm not going to give away, but the effect on bone health in menopausal women, we're going to talk about what that effect is, if there is any effect. Why this study? What made you look at this? What studies preceded this that required this to be done?
Okay, so there were some studies done prior that had found an association with salt intake and a lowering of bone mineral density. However, the way those studies were designed, they couldn't say conclusively that, you know, salt intake caused lower bone mineral density, but they did show an association. However, there were no large studies that we could really hang our hat on the results. So we wanted to do a larger study.
Why would salt affect bone mineral density anyway? What would be the pathway to make it even plausible to look at this?
That's a really great question. So in your kidneys, when you eat salt and it gets into your bloodstream, at the level of the kidney, your kidney cells actually take the sodium back in, and in exchange for those sodium ions, they put calcium ions into the urine. So if you have a lot of sodium intake, you could be putting more calcium into your urine, and that calcium would be coming from your bones because that's where the vast majority of calcium is stored in our bodies.
So this is the way the kidneys kind of do their sodium sparing requirements, by exchanging sodium for calcium?
One of the ways. Now, there's several ways, but that is one of the ways.
Interesting. That's very interesting. Did not know that. Okay. So it seems plausible that if you increase the sodium intake, then the body would require to excrete more calcium.
Yes.
So what? How was your study designed?
So we had data from the Women's Health Initiative, which is a very large study that collected data on postmenopausal females aged 50 to 79. Data were collected on women throughout the United States. And we had data on nutrient intake, so calories as well as sodium. We had information on their calcium intake, potassium intake. We also had information on, in a subset of these patients, on their bone mineral density through DEXA scans. And on the majority of patients, we had information on whether or not they developed a fracture.
Okay. Now, and we've talked about the Women's Health Initiative study so many times on the show in the past 11 years. It's amazing how that one project contributed to so much good research.
It was amazing.
Was that now? But those the nutritional information that was self-reported, right? That you asked they asked the women, you know, what do you eat, or did they require a diary? How did that work?
So the dietary intake was collected. You're absolutely correct, with a food frequency questionnaire. So the participants would report their dietary intake, and from that we could determine sodium intake, caloric intake, so on and so forth. But that's another very good question from you, because actually, as another part of this Women's Health Initiative study, we found that self-reported sodium intakes actually need to be corrected.
Yeah.
So, and it turns out that women that are overweight tend to underreport their overall caloric intake and their sodium intake as well. So as a part of a prior study, we developed a calibration technique, if you will, which will correct what the participant reports and make it closer to an accurate measure of their sodium intake.
Yeah, and I know we've talked about this obviously as well on the show. Anytime you have you're collecting data based on self-reporting, people tend to over-report what they consider to be good behaviors and underreport what they consider to be bad behaviors. And we all know, you know, there's a message out there, oh, you've got to reduce your sodium intake, sodium, sodium, sodium. So I would understand that some people would be willing to say, well, you know, I don't really salt my food, and the foods I choose have very low sodium, and then when that's not necessarily the actual case, right?
That's absolutely right.
So you corrected for that, and how many women were actually used for this particular study that you did out of that group?
So for our study looking at the association of sodium intake with risk of fracture, we had about 70,000 women.
Wow, that is big. Okay, that's great. So what did you learn?
So what we learned is that it appears that sodium intake, as long as you're not at an extreme, is not likely to impact your fracture risk or your bone mineral density over time.
So what is an extreme? Like, the, you know, I know the RDA is like 2,500 milligrams of sodium a day or 2,000 milligrams of sodium a day for a 2,500 calorie intake. And what is considered extreme? Twice that amount? A half? You know?
Well, so what we did, we wanted to look at several cutoffs. So there's the federally recommended sodium intake guideline, which is 2,300 milligrams a day.
Right.
We looked at that. We also wanted to look at 1,500 milligrams per day, which is what the FDA recommends if you have hypertension or kidney disease or if you're African American. So we wanted to look at that, but it turns out there were too few people that actually took in that little bit of sodium. So it's very interesting.
Right.
Now, in our study, our cutoffs were, and this is caloric intake, not sodium intake, but our cutoffs were if you reported more than 3,000 calories a day, or if you reported fewer than 500 calories a day, we didn't include your data.
Okay, okay. There's a lot of emerging research that's now looking at the relationship between potassium and sodium. There's good research out there now that's looking at some of the quote-unquote harmful effects of a high-sodium diet are actually mitigated when you have appropriate ratios of potassium intake as well. So did you look at those as well when you looked at the population of fractures?
We did, and it turns out in our study it did not matter.
Hmm, interesting.
The amount of potassium that you took in relationship to your sodium did not change your risk of fracture or your bone mineral density changes over time.
And But obviously, I'm not a scientist. Wouldn't it be just as easy to get a couple hundred women, do baseline urine analysis, then have them increase their sodium intake so that you control how much sodium they actually take? Say, hey, you're gonna eat these foods, and you're going to also use this much amount of table salt every day, and then look at the excreted calcium and try to do some sort of extrapolation from there?
I think that's where we would need to go next. But I think it can be expensive because you'd have to most likely provide a diet.
Yeah.
So you'd have to take these women and you'd have to give them the food with the sodium intake that you wanted, and that could get expensive.
Yeah, I you're right. You know, I've talked about this on the show. The average person eats 11 foods every week in and week out, with the occasional excursion from their normal routine when they go out to dinner with friends and stuff like that.
That's right.
You know, if you can get people to say, you know, what are the foods that you eat every week, and then get them to commit to 2 weeks and not going out to dinner and not doing anything and no excursions from this diet, you could assess the sodium intake. And then you could have them salt their food, give them packets of sodium, and say, I want you to put one of these on each of your four meals a day. And then we've just increased your sodium by, let's say, 1,000 milligrams. Now let's see what the excreted calcium is. That wouldn't work in science, huh?
I think it might, and I'm glad you bring that up because I think that's one of the good things about our study. We do know that over time, your diet really doesn't change much unless it's, like you said, a special occasion. So we feel like our measured sodium intakes in this study were probably pretty representative. But if you wanted to do something like that, I think it could be designed that way.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting. I actually got something right for once. All right, look, I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to know what you found most interesting about this research. We're talking about menopausal women and the role of sodium intake on bone health. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Monique Bethel. We're talking about the role of salt in the diet of menopausal women and bone health. So there was a couple novel things elucidated in this research. Talk about the higher salt intake, people.
So when we examined our population, we determined the medium sodium intake, which was about 2,800 milligrams per day. Now, when we looked at those that had above that level of intake versus those that had below, those that had more than that median level actually had fewer hip fractures. Or another way to say that, your risk of hip fracture was lower if you had a higher sodium diet. But I want to be careful. I don't want to give the wrong message to your listeners. It gets back to how we measured sodium intake. So I mentioned that we did that special calibration where we corrected the self-reported back to a more accurate level. And part of that correction includes a person's BMI or your weight.
Okay.
So when we did the analysis and found that higher sodium intakes was associated with less risk of fracture, when in that analysis we didn't include BMI again in the analysis. So it was included in the calibration for the sodium intake, but we didn't include it in the statistical models.
So that means it wasn't corrected for BMI. You included BMI in the gravity of this results.
So in the correction for the sodium intake, we did. But in the statistical analysis, we did not put BMI in our main results.
So it could just as easily be said that women with higher BMI had less hip fractures and fractures, right?
Well, I'm not a biostatistician, so I want to be very careful with what I say. Basically, if we don't include BMI as a covariate in our statistical models, we did see that association, higher sodium intake, less risk of hip fractures. However, when we do look at BMI, when we put that back into our statistical models, that association goes away.
Okay, so women with higher BMI, even if they had high salt intake, they didn't have fewer hip fractures.
Right.
Okay. Interesting. Very, very interesting.
Very interesting.
So how do you interpret that? How do you take that? When you look at that, what do you think? Do you think that, well, because let's face it, it's not just calcium that makes up bones. It's manganese. It's magnesium. It's got to be sodium, too, because that's a mineral, right?
It is. Sodium is stored in the bones as well.
So maybe the bones like sodium.
Well, we have a theory about why this may be. So it gets back to the kidney, and if your sodium intake drops below a certain level, your kidney actually releases certain hormones called renin, angiotensin.
Yeah.
It activates that system, and that can the components of that system have been found on osteoclasts that resorb bone and would make it weaker and thinner. So if your kidney is activating that system because you're taking in less sodium, it may also activate bone resorption. That's our theory on how that may be working, but we would definitely need further studies. And to your point, we would need to control for how much sodium patients are actually taking in to prove that.
But that makes perfect sense, because if the body says, look, I'm not getting enough sodium in my diet, I got to go to the bones. I've got to trigger the pathway that starts to release minerals. I'm sure the bones, I'm sure that the renin and angiotensin pathway don't exclusively just get salt out of the bones. They probably get a lot of minerals out of the bones at the same time. I know that, like, the thyroid produces calcitonin. That's to help store calcium. So it makes perfect sense that if the kidneys go out, we don't have enough sodium in our diet. We need to get it from the bones. It's going to start wearing down the bones.
That is a theory, and we would certainly need to test it. But I do want to say, you know, there's also other reasons to watch your sodium intake. So I want your listeners to keep that in mind. You know, if you do have hypertension, high blood pressure, or other kidney disease, you would want to watch your sodium intake anyway.
I agree with you. However, we did a show a few months ago that showed that the lower sodium does not equal lower blood pressure in people who are hypertensive. So that model is starting to be challenged right now.
True. That is controversial.
But I agree with you. Until we have true, quantitative evidence that that's the case, that people still have to be concerned about that. Yes. Well, listen, this is great. What do you hope that lay people and especially clinicians take away from your research?
Well, that's another very good question. You know, I'm a doctor in training, so when I see patients in the clinic, osteoporosis is something that we think about in postmenopausal women, but I don't think a lot of primary care physicians that are out there treating patients think about that association, so we wanted to get people thinking about that association. And for patients that may come across certain information on the Internet, for example, on the National Osteoporosis Foundation's website, they post recommendations about sodium intake. So for someone that's, you know, postmenopausal and maybe has had a fracture or has a family member that's had a fracture or friends that have had a fracture and are concerned about osteoporosis, if they were to come across this information, they may alter their sodium intake thinking it's going to be helpful for their bones.
Right.
And our study shows that it probably is not. And if our theories about the renin angiotensin and aldosterone system are true, it may actually hurt your bones.
Right. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on the show.
And thank you for having me.
And take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
So there you have it. Sodium intake does not affect bone mineral density in menopausal women. I think the story is going to keep unfolding, but anyway, it's good to talk about it. So I never even realized that sodium intake played a role or a proposed role in bone mineral uptake in women. So there you go. I even learned something today. Anyway, I want to thank Dr. Jeff for the Science for Humans. Don't forget to check out All American Pharmaceuticals. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click any of the EFX banner ads. Also, don't forget to reach out to Dr. Jeff on the Ask a Scientist banner down at the bottom right-hand side of the page. You can ask him for samples, free stuff, or ask him a question that he will answer on a future Science for Human show. Thanks to Dr. Mark Gordon, TBI. I forgot his website. Isn't that funny? You can listen to the podcast. You'll hear it again. Anyway, thanks to Dr. Mark Gordon. Also, he's got the Secretropin RX. It's a really great product. SECRTROPINRX.com. I actually was one of the testers of it back in 2007, maybe, and it really worked. We had pre and post growth hormone and also IGF-1 and IGF-1 binding protein 3, which all show that growth hormone is rising. Pre and post 30-day use. You spray it under your tongue at night before you go to sleep. Bam. And your body produces more growth hormone. So Secretropin RX, check out that website. And, of course, thank you to Dr. Monique Bethel for talking about sodium and in menopausal women. And we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
There are a few products that I believe